Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy, interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood. Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Pass Radio, America's weekly motorcycle talk show.
I got me a date with some of the motocrossers up around the way.
Your source for weekly updates on what's happening in the world of motorcycle racing.
You know how fast you're going?
Industry news, trends, the people involved.
I'm Ricky Carmichael.
It's Kevin Schwartz.
This is Josh Teemeth.
This is Kelly Smith.
This is Travis Latron.
This is Jeremy McGrath.
And now, Pit Pass Radio.
Hello again, everybody. It is Pit Pass Motor Racing Weekly. PJ Duran, Scott Casper in the studio. Our executive producer, of course, Dr. Jack DeLeon. His wife, who's apparently the head of nursing. Leanne is in studio as well, doing our internet. What is she doing? Internet production. So,
listen, keeping us on the inner tubes.
Right. Now, so periodically, if you follow us on Facebook, for example, Pit Pass Radio, you'll see different posts that I make, Chris Bishop makes, Tommy Boy Halverson, PJ, you, Tony, etc. A lot of people contribute to this, and feel free to do the same. But I posted a picture. And I don't know if it was about her trying to start the motorcycle or just what it looked like from my perspective of her trying to start the motorcycle in pink shorts. Okay, it was. The perspective of her trying to start this scooter in pink shorts with long blonde hair and a white t-shirt cropped. But I will tell you this. She's trying to start it while standing up next to the bike on the left side. Somebody suggested... Mark, I know Jason has chimed in. Philip said, oh dear. But Gary said, get out and help. Y'all must be something other than what you are. But Mark, when Mark said it's a new China-made double-sided Kickstarter, PJ, you thought I was being serious. But there is no such thing as a double-sided Kickstarter.
No, there isn't.
But what if there was? Couldn't two people who are evidently involved in starting that motorcycle, wouldn't it be better if one guy kicks down, so it's up and down? Is that a better thing?
I just don't know, Scott. It's so far out of the realm of ever happening that I can't even contemplate it.
Anyway, check us out on Facebook. That's the point. Let us hear from you. We'd love to hear from you. And if you have guest suggestions over the coming weeks, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us who you would like to hear on the show. And if you have contact information, please add that. Compared to the last 2 years, Malcolm Stewart was way ahead in his prep for Anaheim. In the fall of 2016 and 17, he was without a ride. And quite frankly, I can't figure that out. Not at all. And with that, it left him playing catch-up when he was finally put on a team, which was Auto Trader Yoshimura Suzuki. They called as a replacement rider. Now, you're the brother of, quite frankly, one of the best of all time. Okay? I'm struggling with his name.
Bubba Stewart.
That's it, James Stewart, who's been on the show several times. But anyway, what do we got to talk about lately? Nothing?
No, they're not racing.
But Mookie, our guy, he comes on the show at the drop of a hat. My point is...
And he's a fast man on a 450.
Oh, buddy. But he's also a nice guy. And there's a huge difference between a fast man and an idiot, or a fast man and a great guy. Mookie's got it going on.
Yep.
I truly believe that. So, this is the time for, whether it's Smart Top, Bullfrog, Spas, Moto Concepts, Honda, or whatever team it is, this is the time of year when you lock in a Mookie. It's got to be, because this is when you can get them cheap, number one, because then they can settle on what their future looks like, but also you can start developing them as a team member. Agree or disagree, PJ?
Totally agree.
All right, let's go to breaking news with PJ Duran. PJ, you started the program off a little over an hour ago with breaking news, and some of it fresh, believe it or not.
Absolutely. Do we want to maybe save some of it for our open or no?
Well, no.
Want to do it now?
For the open segment?
Do a refresh on it.
You really want to save it?
Yeah, well, I thought it'd be good stuff to talk about.
Give me just the headlines.
The headlines would be the World Superbike race from Portugal, the results, Johnny Ray doing the double again with Melandri and Vandermark trading 2 and 3 on the two races. Great racing, but Ray continued to be the class of the field.
Where's Ray from?
I think he's an Englishman, Mr. Jonathan Ray.
Okay. So he drinks
And I'm sure somebody's going to let me know if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure he's an Englishman.
Okay. Let's go to our next guest, Ryan Sipes. Ryan, if you had your choice between a cold glass of beer, a warm glass of ale, okay, or just a room temperature glass of whatever the hell the Irish are pouring, what are you drinking?
It's got to be cold.
It's got to be the cold stuff.
I only drink cold.
Well, isn't that your first excuse as to why you drink beer anyway, to quell the pipes? Because we're in broadcasting. First thing we do after a radio show. You know what a pony keg looks like? Okay, we can down that between the three of us in about an hour.
Yeah, nothing we need to be bragging about, but truth.
No, this is the news, dude. It's not bragging. This is news, okay? Anyway, Ryan, welcome to the show, bud. It's always good to have you on the program. You won the Kenda Full Gas Sprint Race over Labor Day. What was that like for you?
It was awesome. I had missed the round before due to some, an announcement that we had to make at the Unadilla Pro Motocross. So I had to miss the round before, so I was pretty bummed. I lost the points lead and all that, but anxious to get back and do another round. Those are probably by far the favorite kind of racing that I do. It just fits my style, and it's a lot of fun. It gets me on edge and makes me feel alive. And so it was great. I was able to pull off the win. And down there, Big Buck in South Carolina is always a good round for us, and it didn't disappoint. It started out crazy dusty, and I was in the lead, so I wasn't arguing, making everybody else eat my dust. And then it started raining, so we kind of had both ends of the spectrum, but it turned out to be a really good race.
Well, Mr. Sipes, you've also made the headlines with what you've got going on down there at the Motocross de Nations. How do you like your chances? This is a really cool thing that you guys are doing. I think, are you starting to feel some love and support from the industry and outside the industry for that matter?
Yeah, for sure. When it was announced that K-Dub was coming on, of course, that everybody's going to love that. He's the ultimate fan favorite, I think. And so it's for sure, he's into it. Like, he's actually training. Travis is actually training. It's cool. Like, they're way past their racing days, but they're into it. And of course I'm into it. I get a chance to ride the Motocross of Nations
right
in the U.S. I'm all in 100%. So it's been really good for me too, just because, I've had a break in my schedule from all the other stuff that I was doing, and I can actually just focus on moto. And that's been pretty cool.
Is this the first time we've seen a history making, team of riders? Okay, these are some of the best of the best. You mentioned K-Dub and his popularity with the fans, T and his explosive. We saw what he did with Evel Knievel's record. You don't do three jumps like that in a 3-hour period without having some confidence, ability, and of course history. It's said that he broke most of his bones. More bones than Evel Knievel did. So I ask you this, is this an honor for you or is it an honor for them to get to race with Ryan Sipes?
I'd love to say the latter, but,
we will.
I was actually watering my track today and just thought of, it's hot here. It's 92 today. You know how the humidity is here. It's brutal, and I'm watering the track in the middle of the day. I know it's not going to do a ton of good, but I started thinking what I'm getting ready for, and it's like, this is probably one of the coolest things I've ever done, to be number one, able to race the race, but number two, to be on this team with these guys. I mean, if you told me that the Team Puerto Rico was Travis Pastrana, Kevin Windham, and I had to guess the third guy, I would say somebody a whole lot more famous than me. You know what I mean? So it's absolutely an honor for me to do it. And then Ricky Johnson is team manager. I mean, it's super cool.
That's so killer.
Yeah, and he's wild, dude. I mean, like, hanging out with the guys, like, you know he's going to be good at anything he does. He's just a boss. Like, just whatever, if he were going to be the fastest pizza box folder, he would be that guy. You know what I mean? He's just a rad dude and awesome to have for the team. And, I mean, you know the personality of Travis and then K-Dub. Now, you know, he's super laid back, but he's 100% in. He's sending me and Travis training videos and all this stuff. And you guys saw the Kevin Gump training montage video.
Which is awesome.
Super funny. So, yeah, it's by far more of an honor for me, you know, to be on team with these guys.
And so for our listeners who maybe aren't dialed in on this yet, you guys are doing it on a two-stroke, right?
We were.
Has that changed?
We were.
He just said we were. That's huge.
Yeah. K-Dub said no on the two-stroke.
Wow.
He wanted to be more competitive, in other words.
Well, he told, that was probably the biggest thing. But he told us, he said, the roost hurts a lot worse when you're getting passed rather than when you're trying to pass somebody. So he said, I want to be on a bike that can get a good start. I want to jump the leap, you know, all these things. And then
he broke it down real simple. I don't like getting roosted, and taking a handicap to the line might be roost city.
Yeah, exactly. And then Travis had tested a 450, tested 250, all this stuff. And
he tests everything.
450's definitely faster, but he said, I can't hang on to it for 30 minutes. So
what does this look like, though, for Puerto Rico? There are still people in Puerto Rico, for example, that don't have running water, don't have power, don't have a roof over their heads because of the hurricane that hit them so very hard. And mainland USA has done everything they possibly can, because they have limited dock space to offload equipment, supplies, gasoline, et cetera. But what does this mean for you? Is this a giant give back to the country of Puerto Rico?
Yeah, I mean, that's the main focus of the thing. Obviously, it's awesome for me to be able to race the race, but at the same time, we can do a ton of good. We've already raised a bunch of money. We've already given them some money.
Right.
We're planning on raising a whole bunch more. We've actually partnered with a disaster.
Okay.
It's called Global Disaster Outreach. A friend of mine, he's been down to the country. He's put roofs on. He's done all kinds of stuff.
And sure.
They're a 501c3, you know, nonprofit foundation.
Right.
We've partnered with them to take, you know, donations and this and that, and then with merchandise sales and sponsorships that we can bring onto the team. It's going to be awesome to be able to go down there and make a difference in somebody's life.
Sure, sure, help people. Yeah. And Kevin Windham, who's celebrating his wife's birthday on this particular program, joins us. K-Dub, how are you, bud?
Man, I'm great. I just jumped on the call, and I hear Sipes talking about the group we're going to do, and I missed the start of the conversation.
No, that's cool,
he's
Kevin.
He's talking about how good the results.
No, he's talking about you, basically. He's calling you Mr. Kevin Windham. It's always Mr. or Sir Kevin Windham. He's already knighted you as a knight to the round table. But Ryan Sipes obviously is the junior between you and the balance of the team. What are your thoughts on helping Puerto Rico raise awareness, number one, but to really put an effort forward to race and win this particular event? Because quite frankly, I think this is one of the most unique opportunities I've seen in our sport.
Well, you know, as good as you are, Pipes on Travis and I call him the backbone of the team because he's got the stamina and the
agreed
the experience here as of late. You know, I can tell you that we text back and forth. It's been a lot of fun. I mean, obviously, you know what we're hoping to do is going to be special, and then use that race, which I've been a part of. It's an amazing race. So it's got good stuff all around it. But to be a part of our little group text, with the team Puerto Rico and going back and forth every day, I mean, we're taking it serious. We're riding. We're working. You know, of course, hey, I'm 5 years removed, 40 years old, and a lot heavier than I once was.
40's the new 30, bud.
Yeah, well, that's what I keep reminding myself around 20 minutes mark.
Don't you own gyms, though? You should be thinner now than you did when you left racing. You should be about like $160.
The key word is own there, Scott.
What's
owning gyms is very similar to being married to a beautician or, you know, whatever, so you don't really get your hair cut. You know, it's kind of the same thing. or a masseuse. You know, I'm sure a lot of guys.
Hang on, now we're talking about a completely different profession. It's not a
so you guys, get to run this deal, Redbud, right? It's going to be awesome. When I heard two strokes, which clearly now that's out.
Redbud?
But I was thinking, these guys on two strokes, are we going to have like a vintage RV contest going too? You guys going to all roll up in 80s Winnebagos or what?
Well, I was talking about the one thing, we would all come in box vans. And then
even better.
And then that idea got thrown away too, because we actually got some awesome support from a bunch of different people that are bringing up some cool rigs for us to pit out of. So,
well, we made available to you the pit pass race extended.
Yeah, it'd be a box van minus, not a box van plus.
It's just more like it'd a pickup be a box truck with a camper
box
in the
van
back.
Minus.
We just don't have the budget, but what we do have is heart for you guys. What you're doing, I think, is very admirable. Kevin, you and I have talked many times over the years, and I admire why you race and the end result. Everybody out there says if there is a star from motorcycle racing over the last 10, 15 years, it's definitely Kevin Windham. And we have in our studio normally Roman Avila, and you are the guy on his wall in his shop. Ryan Sipes, you're on my wall in my shop for a lot of reasons. But I truly believe that this effort between you, Travis, etc., I truly believe this is a team that's put together for, initially it may have been a joke, okay? If it wasn't, people would be going, sure it was. It was, at least from our vantage point, it may have been a joke, but I think it's gathered up some steam because you're getting support from across the industry. Let's go back to Ryan Sipes. Ryan, talk about that, the news of who's supporting you. Does that surprise you at all?
I guess a little bit, because like you said, everybody kind of thought it was a sideshow, you know, at first. And then obviously, K-Dub coming on added a lot to it. He's, you know, Travis is awesome and he's a great rider,
sure,
but he's a little bit crazy, you know. And then, but adding K-Dub is like a household name, basically. And now it's like, you guys are serious. And I think it's finally, people are finally realizing that we're not doing it for the attention. We're not doing it to make money. We've all spent money. We're doing it to help Puerto Rico. And we want to go race and have fun and all that, but we actually are going to do a lot of good. So,
Kev,
awesome, all the people that have stepped up.
Kev, how special would it be if you guys finished in the top three? So you're on the box, right? But you did it for all the right reasons, okay? In other words, not just winning, not just for my team, but for my country and for the people of Puerto Rico. How cool would that be for you?
Well, I got to be honest with you. When I hear top three, my mind automatically shifts to B main, not so much J main.
That's a shift.
I'm sorry.
That's kind of where my head's at. I can tell you that, you know, again, from all of us talking and knowing what we're doing, you know, when I got the call 6 short weeks ago, I'm sorry, 6 weeks from actual gate drop, you know, I rushed down, bought a bike, you know, Geico and the whole team supporting me, but they're like, we're going to have your bike in 2 weeks. I'm like, at least been a, you know, considerable amount of my time that I have to get ready. And so what I'm struggling with right now is, you know, I can't be, you know, at 40 and 5 years removed. It's hard for me to get back to the level that I was once at. You know, I think those days have probably passed me by. But the thing that I'm starting to realize is I'm riding at this facility called Real Deal MX. It's a training facility. It's got other up-and-coming kids, you know, of various skill levels. But, man, the progression of the sport has been insane in the last 5 years. So not only am I able to, you know, not able to get where I once was, I mean, now there's that whole gap between my retirement as 13 and the sport as it stands in 18. You know, it's tough. But, again, I think all of us are taking it so serious that, you know, whatever I do there or whatever Travis or Sasha, any of us do there, just know that, you know, it's been a lot of blood, sweat, and tears getting to that point. I mean, you know, I 6 weeks is not an insane amount of time, and I wasn't a specimen of health when I started. So, doing the best I can. I'm pumping. I'm doing motos, 20-minute motos. I did 520s last week, 130, and rode to today, two motos, 230s today, and going out tomorrow. So I mean, we're working hard, but progression and the level. I mean, we're taking the biggest stage.
Sipes said he can barely go 15 minutes, 15-minute moto. He can barely. Ryan Sipes, your teammate, said he can barely go a 15-minute moto.
Sipes is not even warm at 15 minutes.
Ryan, preparation for this is huge, but racing next to Kevin Windham, one of the greats of all time, it's got to mean something to you more than just winning and losing. I mean, it's got to mean you're racing with history.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, it's an honor for me. But at the same time, like, it's a team event, but it all counts on individual scores. So, like, I'm just trying to go there and do my absolute best. That way, if, you know, if Kevin gets tired or if Travis crashes, you know, maybe we still have a shot. And maybe I'll crash and get tired. I don't know. But I'm working hard just the same as they are.
There you go.
I'm in a little bit of a different position. You know, I'm a little younger. I'm still kind of racing pretty much full time. But I'm putting a lot into this, too. I've been, like I said, able to focus on moto for the past couple weeks, and right. I will until the race. So.
But what an honor. I'm replacing Roger DeCoster as the team manager this year. A lot of people don't know that.
That's huge news. Big news. Big news drop right there.
Probably to Roger as well.
Yeah.
But what if that were true? I mean, let's go back to PJ. PJ?
Well, my question, I guess, would be for Mr. Windham. You've famously and historically been known for just dropping out of the sky. You still up for LaRocco's Leap? Is it keeping you up at night, or is that it's no big deal for you?
No, I'm excited to go for LaRocco's Leap. And, you know, earlier you guys just touched on the whole two-stroke thing. And you know, I hate to have kind of taken away the two smoke from the entire Puerto Rico team. But, you know,
I'm glad I don't have to ride a 125, K-Dub.
Yeah, I don't blame you there either. A 125 would be misery.
At 225 pounds, I figured there was no chance of making LaRocco's Leap or anything else. So, you know, I had to go with the old four banger.
Yeah, Kevin doesn't weigh that much. Kevin, what do you weigh right now?
Well, you know, I started my training at 225.
Okay.
And the first week I went down to 218. I was kind of pumped. I looked forward to the second week of training.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, the second week of training, I went from 218 back to 225. So I don't know what the hell's going on.
I can tell
you're packing on the muscle mass quick.
Muscle mass, baby.
Packing it on.
All right, Kevin, final question to you. A pump up for Ryan Sipes. What do you want to say to Ryan?
I mean, it's awesome. I mean, look. The work that goes into what we're doing for the race
is
pretty incredible. But we have the craziest email chain. Was it like, you know, again, when I first jumped on the call, it was about, you know, putting roofs on and doing this and the 501 and, you know, so, you know, every be a charitable, you know, donation that everybody supports us and things like that. And this is really heartfelt. You know, the trips are being booked to go down there and do work and drive nails and do whatever we can do to help. And, yeah, I think Sipes is, again, he's the backbone of our team right now. And he, like you said, as cold, hard truth as it may be, he, you know, hey, if I get tired or Travis goes down or whatever the case may be, you know, we're leaning on him and looking forward to working with him. And I couldn't think of a better guy to have on the team than Travis.
Which one of you guys wants to give us the information to our listeners? Anyone listening on the internet, live again on Sunday morning here on KXNO Sports Radio, where do they go if they want to contribute financially and help out with the effort that you guys are making?
Ryan, what are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, just straight donations. Like I said, we're working with Global Disaster Outreach. They're a 501. It's a 100% tax deductible. If you donate $5, you save that on your taxes. If you donate $500, you know, you save it. You can find them on Facebook. They have a fundraiser going on a campaign right now. There's also TeamPuertoRico2018.com is the official team website. They got a bunch of merchandise. All that stuff's going to help out down there too. So, and then sponsors. You know, if some of you guys out there got a company and you want to kick in and get some recognition on this thing. We're taking team sponsorships and even just, you know, like I said, donations and stuff. And it's all, none of it's going in our pockets. It's all going down there to help them. So
I think that's admirable. And by the way, your teammate Kevin Windham, at 17 years old, received a full factory ride from Team Yamaha, if you recall. But now at his advanced age, if you keep in mind, he was born in 1978, and his wife, who's celebrating her birthday tonight, is being very patient for his arrival back to the table so they can light the candles. But, Kevin, you know, we love you. We love you, brother.
Yeah. Well, I always love being on with you guys. Hey, to add to what Ryan was saying, I know that Geico is also heading up some stuff on, I believe they're going to use Instagram as an avenue and maybe their website. I don't know. I'll get more information on that. But look for auctions on a lot of our stuff. Like my bike is coming straight off the track, my gear head to toe. That'll be auctioned off. We're auctioning off my bike.
Okay.
Again, straight off the track. So I'm hoping that it won't be covered in up or anything else from me getting a little bit fatigued and sick in my stomach while I'm out there racing. But,
oh, cool.
Yeah, straight off the track to some lucky winner's home. So,
making Baton Rouge, Louisiana proud. And Kevin, by the way, if for the next 15 minutes I can save you as much as 15% on your insurance with Geico. Geico Power Sports and Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Geico on the studio. In the studio tonight. Kevin, thank you so much. Appreciate the late and instant call, but you did it again. Thank you so much. And we appreciate it. Best of luck in Puerto Rico. Have a good time down there. Give all you can, okay?
Thanks, everybody.
Ryan Sipes, always good to have you on, brother, one of our frequent guests. But our heart, obviously, in your hands. Get out there and get after it. Do what you can. I hope you enjoyed the Kevin Windham what do we call that? Surprise interview, right?
That was awesome. He was a guest star.
Yeah, no doubt.
I didn't expect that, but that was cool.
Ryan, we have strings, and we will pull them at the drop of a hat, my friend.
I'm checking out Team Puerto Rico 2018's website. Some of you guys' gear looks awesome.
Is it
already
sick?
Seeing sold out stuff, so there's a cowbell. Gonna have to get one of those.
Done and done.
More cowbell.
More cowbell.
Well, I mean, if he asked for it, shouldn't we give him more cowbell? We should. Anyway, Ryan, God bless you, my friend. Best of luck in Puerto Rico for Team USA, but Team Puerto Rico, more importantly. And we wish you the best down there, okay?
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
God bless you. Ryan Sipes, who won the Kenda Full Gas Sprint race over Labor Day weekend at the Big Buck Sprint Enduro in Union, South Carolina. When we come back, we'll have a bit of time to spend with Taylor Robert. Taylor, of course, the Red Bull KTM rider, came back from a long summer break ready to win, and that is exactly what he's done since. We'll talk to him about that and more, and his opinion on modern-day magic. Has magic really changed? Sleight of hand, up close personal, or big magic? Has it changed? We'll find out when we talk to our next guest, and that's Taylor Roberts. Stay tuned.
This is John Hopkins, and you're listening to Pit Pass Radio.
Hey, everybody.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.